looking. Shouldn't probably be chuckling at this. I'm looking at some of the headlines because that's what we do here. The most important stories of the day, what we hope are the best stories of the day, whether it be the hurricane season, which is not going to start until June, but the folks in the news media, they're happy to tell you how horrible it's going to be. Look out! We're going to have as many storms as, it's terrible. Watch out for the same number of storms we had last year. The intensity is going to be great. Look out for this, that, the other. Okay.
Thunderboom is here in D.C. right now.
Well,
good ones.
Rich.
Yeah.
So what?
No, I love it.
Well, but that doesn't have anything to do with the forecast for the season. There are a lot of people, I'm one of them, who doesn't like thunder and lightning.
Oh, I love it.
But people just say, look at the size of those things. They're worse than they ever were. And it's so foolish, all of this stuff about weather. It's just another way for you to get whipped up into whatever insecurities you may have about whatever is going on in your life. And so if you look back, again, underscoring, weather records were really not officially kept until the 1880s.
Right.
So for people to say, this may be the worst hurricane season on record, hello, get a grip. 140 years are as far back as the records go. What do you think it was like 1,000 years ago, 2004?
Yep.
Can you even imagine what people did when there were hurricanes? They didn't know what they were, big storms. Many people probably
never knew they were coming.
No, they didn't know anything about it. So, anyway, let's do. Jennifer's not here today, Rich, and Kenny and I will do the duty roster. So I could be, I'll be first on the roster. I'm Doug. He's Rich. The other fellow in the room with a smile is Ken. Senate voted yesterday, Richie, in favor of considering a proposed gun law that would toughen gun control measures across the country.
Yeah.
And in light of that, there's been a lot of conversation about that, but how many of you knew that the FBI is conducting currently 32 gun purchase background checks per minute? 32 gun purchase background checks per minute. This has started, actually, sort of coincidentally with the beginning of the Obama administration back in January of 2009. Since then there have been 70 million background checks.
Wow.
For gun purchases, according to data released yesterday by the FBI. So let's see here. Obama has been president for 1,520 days. That equates to 36,480 hours, 2,188,800 minutes. So you do the math, Richie. 32 gun purchase background checks per minute under the present administration. All right, so we have a very interesting reality here. The conversation this week about Mitch McConnell and Ashley Judd. You know that story.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay. Did she tap his office?
You think that Ashley Judd did it? No, she's not even running. She decided not to run, so what does she care?
Someone did.
I know, but this is the more interesting as we're into Friday. Perhaps you may find this the more interesting of this sort of controversy. Most people are familiar with Ann Coulter, right?
Yep.
Ann Coulter, this week, jokingly called for Meghan McCain to be murdered. And if you don't think this is not going to be part of the conversation, depending on where you are, Coulter facetiously recommended the murder of Meghan McCain after there was a story in the Wrap, W-R-A-P, about it actually started with Martin Bashir suggesting that Republican senators need to have a member of their families killed for them to support the Democrats' gun proposals. And
wow.
Coulter said, let's start with Meghan McCain.
Wow.
So if this is appropriate, and it is, freedom of speech, I didn't say it was right. You didn't hear me say that was good.
Wow.
Meghan McCain has unleashed a lot of criticism aimed at Coulter over the years. So, and this latest comment yesterday, if you go to Twitter, Kenny, you'll see that McCain responded to Coulter. She wrote, quote, apparently Ann Coulter made a joke about me being killed in a column. I should expect nothing less but disgusted, but I'm disgusted regardless. I should expect nothing less, comma, but disgusted regardless of that. My father is a very famous politician. My family gets lots of threats. Joking about me being killed isn't very funny or appropriate. She continues, a bit of perspective. People like Ann Coulter are a part of the past and only live to spread hate and negativity. I literally couldn't imagine living a life that seems so void of love, compassion, and perspective. Basically, I get to wake up every day wanting to make this world a better place. People like her want to make it a worse place. I feel blessed to have not grown to be a person like that.
Oh.
And then Cindy McCain, Megan's mother, said, Ann Coulter, have one of your family members threaten and see how you feel. So anything else on Twitter about this that you can see? Kenny, back and forth, I'm seeing
posts.
Go ahead, Richie.
If John McCain wanted to, he could throw the Secret Service at her a little bit.
At Ann Coulter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, interesting that this week Ann Coulter, it must be a slow time for her. We haven't talked about her for a long time. She pulled a couple of these this week. She called for Meghan McCain to be murdered and also called Obama a retard. So
she must be slipping in the popularity rankings.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He'd take those shots.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's see here. I am interested in a story, Richie, that comes from congressional member Jeff Miller of Florida, who posted this week a story about, yes, once again, the Veterans Affairs Department are in the crosshairs because of the backlog. 70%, I don't know if you knew this or not, 70% of Veterans Affairs claims have been fermenting for over 125 days, according to the House committee that oversees the Veterans Aid Department. The frustration among members of the military and people in government. Once again, another program that is funded to the gills. And yet, by the way, $54 billion in medical care for veterans in the budget. What are they doing with the $54 billion? Supposedly, under the government's plan,
that's for sure,
they were going to transform the VA. Everything was going to be different. So we're spending more money and getting less in terms of results. Is that not what we seem to find all the time? Inexcusable? But think about it in terms of how much money is being spent and what the results are. $54 billion for Veterans Affairs, and 70% of the claims are over 3 months old. How does that set with you? One of the things that brings us around to focusing on the Purple Heart Service Foundation, which provides a lot of services and programs for these very veterans that are being screwed around by the government. We all have a sense of pride, and most have a sense of respect for the people who put on the uniform. And going into Afghanistan, where there was a lot of activity that was negative this week, people coming home with post-traumatic stress disorder, injuries, just horrible stories, and the veterans, people are not dealing with it. So here comes the Purple Heart Service Foundation that is able, because of your contributions, to provide a lot of services and programs for veterans who have received the cold shoulder from your government. The Purple Heart Service Foundation helps all veterans. Some of the programs include processing claims for compensation, processing requests for educational help and training, processing help when it comes to getting medical care for men and women in the service or people who have been discharged. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans as well. So if you have a vehicle around, maybe a car or a boat or some jewelry or something that you don't need or want any longer, donating this to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help them provide some of your friends and perhaps your family the exceptional programs that they work for veterans. Donations are completely tax deductible. You can give cash, use a credit card, give a vehicle, do anything that has value, and you'll be helping a great cause. 877-743-1631 for the Purple Heart Service Foundation, or go online to purpleheartcars.org.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. And now Quicken Loans has made getting HARPed even easier with our amazing Get HARP tool right on our homepage. Log on to quickenloans.com and click on the Get HARP tool. Simply give us some basic information and how you'd like us to contact you via phone or email, and we'll let you know if you're eligible for HARP within 1 hour. Listen closely. If your current home loan is higher than 3.99%, or if your home has lost value and you're underwater, we may be able to help you get HARPed and start saving with a lower rate. Log on to quickenloans.com today and click on the Get HARP tool and find out if you're eligible. The Quicken Loans Get HARP tool. It's one more way we're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. Call now. 1-800-463-9184.
Okay, everybody. So Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay. Growth.
Ha! Great presentation, Jim.
Thank you.
Lunch, everybody?
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's the lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
All right, it's 19 at the hour. Doug Steffens, good day program. For those of you who have been asleep for the past month or so, don't forget, Monday is April 15th, today being the 12th and all. The 15th is when you're supposed to have paid the money in. You may not have your tax filed, that is the form, but you better have the money in, otherwise penalties up the wazoo and interest as well. So if you're looking for last-minute information, there's all kinds of stuff online for last-minute filers. Are you thinking about cheating?
Sure, why not?
Well, maybe it's you got to have things in your return that match, like W-2s, for example. And don't not put a W-2 in. Don't be stupid about stuff like that, because that's just they have those records, and that's the easiest way they get people, who don't include all the W-2 forms. Anything you get in the mail from anybody that you work for or connected to that shows income, put them in the tax return. Because that's what they look for. They look for people to use that sort of thing as clever ways to avoid paying taxes, and they're not very clever at all because they get all the forms and they check them electronically. There's a little tax tip from Doug on Good Day, 21 After.
Natural disasters, down economy, and inflating gas prices. Wondering how to prepare for what's next? Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the Arlington Convention Center to learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters and financial management, hands-on training, we've got beekeeping, suturing, and learn how to build your own solar panels and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at selfreliancexpo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
It's 23 after on Good Day with Rich, and Kenny and Doug, Jennifer is off today. One of the things that's happened in the past 24 hours is recognition of the results of a poll asking you and folks like you what the most popular television themes are of all time. And this one comes in at number 5.
Yahoo decided because of March Madness that they were going to do a best television theme songs of all time bracket.
Right.
And they came down to the final four, and this one came in at number 5, Different Strokes. Of course, what you talking about, Willis? And
number 4.
One of the other top 5s here, the Addams Family. Everybody loves to snap their fingers along.
Bunk, bunk. Now, the themes of yesteryear, Richie, were better than the current themes for the most part.
Well, and it's very interesting when you get into the number 1 song as to why it is the number 1.
All right, here's so that's number 4.
Another one of the top 5.
Number 3, Andy Griffith.
Remember the name of the song? I know Kenny does.
Whistle While You Work.
The Fishing Hole.
Fishing Hole.
Yeah. Here's one from your neighborhood.
Cheer is number 2 on the list of the top 5 TV themes.
In the world today. But the all-time favorite TV theme ever is...
Gilligan's Island. Wow.
Jolly Sea Shanty.
This is 30 years old, the show. Isn't there more?
Yeah. But they say one of the reasons that it is so popular is because the show's creator, Sherwood Schwartz, along with George Weil, a composer, were able to tell the show's story in 60 seconds. So that if you've never watched the television show and you tuned in, you would know exactly what is going on while watching the theme song. So then Sherwood Schwartz, who was also the creator of another very popular song, said, I'm going to do this again. I'm going to tell the show's story in 60 seconds so that when you tune in, you know exactly what's going on.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up 3 very lovely girls.
Now,
all of them had
and we all know the Brady Bunch lyrics, and we all know the Gilligan's theme lyrics. The interesting thing here is, if you remember, the first Gilligan's Island theme left out 2 characters. Kenny?
And the rest.
And the rest, instead of saying Professor and Marianne. And And Bob Denver, who played Gilligan, went to the studio and said, if you don't change the lyrics and put the professor and Marianne in the song, I want you to take my name off, too.
Uh-huh.
And they refused for a while, saying it would be too expensive to recut it. And he held his ground, and then they added the professor and Marianne here on Gilligan's Isle.
That's a pretty good story.
That's interesting.
All right, so we have the big TV songs now. Let's get some late night action, a little laugh and a smile, courtesy of Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, and Jimmy Fallon.
Stephen Hawking, you know, the scientist and the brilliant man, Stephen Hawking said that unless we find a way to escape Earth, human beings will not survive this current millennium. Yeah. Yeah, Hawking made the prediction at what turned out to be an incredibly depressing baby shower. Totally, total buzzkill for everybody. I love this story. Both Taiwan and Thailand have had to apologize for their coverage of the death of former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher because they got it confused with other people. The TV station in Thailand used a picture of Meryl Streep from the movie Iron Lady. And the station in Taiwan used a picture of Queen Elizabeth. But to be fair, many white people look alike. Let's be honest. Let's be honest.
Uh-huh. Mattel is facing criticism over its Barbie Dolls of the World collection because many of the dolls reinforce negative cultural stereotypes. Or as Barbie put it, yeah, that's kind of what we do. For years. People are not happy. They're saying that the doll from Mexico is offensive because it's holding a chihuahua.
Yeah. And not so funny. Leno, still the best. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Believe it or not, lodges inside popular national parks are already filling up for the summer. Many lodges inside major national parks like the Grand Canyon, Yosemite, and Glacier National Park are run by concessionaires such as Zantara, DNC, and Aramark. When you can, book through these guys directly, not a third party, to avoid paying an extra booking fee. Now that said, a package deal can also work in your favor if a lodge seems to be sold out. The Grand Canyon Railway blocks off hotel rooms, so your package tour can also include lodging. Some tour operators block rooms up to 2 years in advance, but if the rooms aren't sold, they have to release them for sale. In Yosemite, the legendary Aulani Hotel isn't your only choice. There's also Curry Village and several places outside the park. And while the Old Faithful Inn may have been on your list, there are plenty of other lodges throughout the 3,500 square mile park. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit travel.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Spend the weekend getting their tax returns done. Again, do not do the obvious. Or it says on my cell phone says do the obvious. The obvious is to be smart about your tax return and use. If you have been sent a number of W-2s or little forms that come from employers or places where you've made money, you got to include those in your tax return. Otherwise, you'll get caught because the electronic filing mechanism catches all of that stuff. And they have your name, a file on your Social Security number, and the things that have been sent to them by employers and banks and stock, whatever you've got things in the investment portfolio, send you the results of how your stocks did. And so if you don't include them all, they'll get you. That's the best tax tip I can come up with at the moment. All right? Don't do it. Speaking of things that you ought not to do, we all know that smoking is very, very difficult for those who smoke and those who don't smoke to deal with. Did you know, Richie, that three states and the District of Columbia have voted to prevent businesses from requiring smoking employees to pay even a small portion of the huge costs that they impose on their fellow workers. On average, smokers and their insurance policies cost $12,000 a year. $12,000 a year for smokers, which is about 50% more than health insurance premiums for non-smokers. And the suggestion has been that employers require those who smoke to pay a 50% surcharge on the premiums. However, the District of Columbia's Health Insurance Exchange Board voted this week to prohibit insurers from charging higher premium to smokers, and so have these other states that are part of this, and one wonders why. Why wouldn't you? It's Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Vermont, by the way. Why would it be that they shouldn't be required to pay for what they cost the system?
Well, you're getting into a slippery slope. We're seeing a lot of this lately, because then what are they, overweight people are going to have to pay more.
Yeah, they should. Why not?
You know, people who
do dangerous things.
Yeah, there you go. People who are into, what about me? I go to Taekwondo four times a week. Should I pay more because I'm putting myself in danger?
Well, but you're healthier because of it.
But I could get a broken bone easier because of it. And then we're seeing also stories where this airline is charging people by weight now. The Samoan airline is charging people by their weight instead of by seat occupancy now. So you're starting to see a lot of these kind of kickbacks on health and you know, overweight and smoking and all these other things. I think it's going to be a trend.
For every action, there is a reaction. Yeah.
And, you know, part of me says this would really be a driving force to help people get healthy. Mm-hmm. If it hits you in the pocketbook somehow or another.
Yep.
And then the other part of me says, you can't do that.
All right, here's John who says, seems to me like adding a financial incentive to quit smoking would further their goal rather than be in direct conflict with it. Francine says that the sick, you argue for the sick rather than, you argue for the stick rather than the carrot. If you charge smokers more, what about people who participate in extreme sports like Richie?
Yeah.
Don't stop there either. Drinking. Drug users.
Exactly.
And on and on and on it goes.
Yeah, where does it end?
Yeah. Here's Joe who says, sports have a benefit. There's no benefit to smoking. Right, following the thread here of the conversation.
But, you know, here we end up paying for everybody else's inability to be able to control their urges and their addictions.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, hey, listen, I'll enjoy three or four beers over the course of a weekend.
Should I pay
more? Right.
Maybe they should charge twice as much. Here's the like they do for taxes on cigarettes. Charge you more for beer and put the excess amount into a fund, an insurance fund, for those who drink too much.
Or this, they just put little monitors on all of us, and it's pay as you go. And every time you do some good action, like eat your vegetables, your insurance goes down.
Oh.
And every time you do some bad action, like smoke or eat sweets or sugary sodas, it goes up. Or do extreme sports.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch the meter move as you go through life.
Well, this is just one more step up the rung, the ladder that's headed toward complete government control of everything.
Wow.
A lot of controversy this week about new requirements the feds are posting for education, elementary education. You got to do this, and states have to conform, or else. And this is the kind of stuff, same as Obamacare, it's the same thing.
We were watching TV the other day, my wife and I, and we saw, I guess it's State Farm, where you can buy this little device that clips in your car, and it gives you cheaper insurance because they can monitor your driving habits. And I said, that is the craziest thing. Why would you want anybody monitoring your driving habits, even if you're the best driver? Mm-hmm. They know where you go. They know how much you drive. And my wife's like, well, maybe. And I'm like, I cannot think of a scenario anywhere where I would want somebody monitoring where I drive, how I drive 24/7.
Yeah, not at all. That's really ugly.
But look, that just gets another sign. People are signing up for it to save money.
Right, well, that's the hook.
Yeah.
Yet, as Richie likes to say, take the hook out of your mouth.
That's it.
Yeah. 20 minutes before the hour on the Good Day program. The story of PETA, the latest from PETA and technology, up next here on Good Day.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Selsun Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Selsun Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
All right, now 18 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Friday morning, going through some of the best stories, important things that are informative, hopefully a little, there's an eyebrow to be raised with this. Our friends at the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, I use that term friends loosely.
How are they trying to get attention now?
They are buying a drone.
Okay.
They're going to use drone technology to go after hunters. They're going to buy one for a particular region. They're looking for donations now to buy it. And then I think it's $400,000 or something like that. And they're going to try it in one area to see if they can find hunters who are shooting things that aren't supposed to be shot or whatever it is that is happening. I don't know how they see down into the woods, but who knows what kind of technology you can get with a drone.
The term drone is a loose term now. I mean, you can
monitor.
You can buy a drone at Brookstone, mm-hmm. you know, one of these little four-propeller remote control things.
Yeah.
A friend of mine bought one. He is actually a government contractor and is developing some software for it. So he bought one for $600 the other day, one of these professional ones.
Uh-huh.
And this thing is very cool. But apparently, you are going to have to be licensed if you want to go out and fly your drone. I don't see how they can go out legally and monitor people on property that does
they
not belong
own.
To them. Yes.
Right. Yes. Well, that's probably one of the questions being asked, and, well, it should be. 888-302-3684. As a matter of fact, Kenny, where did he go? He was working on something else.
I'm here.
All right. So Facebook.com/good day, and also maybe on Twitter, we ought to post a question asking people what they think about PETA using drone technology to go after hunters. This hasn't got anything to do with gun control. It has. Well, I don't think it does anyway. I don't even know where PETA is on gun control. Are they for complete? What are the folks at PETA saying?
I would assume as long as you don't use it to kill an animal, they're okay with guns.
Right. All right. So anyway, let's find out what people think about that, Kenny.
I'm thinking most PETA members are anti-gun people.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. There are always surveys. I love surveys. Every week I come across probably one a day that becomes great conversational fodder. So today's big survey has to do with the reasons that people cheat on their spouses, on their wives, on their husbands.
Okay.
Richie, I believe you have those five reasons that people will admit to anyway. Why would you, if you love somebody, why would you? And maybe that's the big, I don't love her anymore. I don't love him anymore.
Dog.
Oh, I thought you did.
Didn't to me, no.
Oh.
Oh, I saw it this morning here.
Yeah.
I got to go back and find it, though.
All right. When you do that, while I bring to the attention of the public, you folks. Hey, love that, huh? I have another survey here having to do with you and your parenting style and whether you think your parenting style is better than your parents. The question is, compared to your own parents, how would you rate yourself as a parent? And I would start with Kenny. Ken, how would you rate your parenting skills as compared to how your parents brought you up? And I understand that the family that you have, you sort of moved into an already established family. But how do your...
I got used kids.
Used kids.
Used.
Yes.
I got them used.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I love my kids very much, but it was really tough coming in as they were both approaching their teens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you don't have kids, you have a preconceived idea of what it's like to have children and raise them. And a lot of that didn't mesh with what was already going on, so it was very difficult. I tried and did my best, but I think my parents did a much better job with me and with my siblings.
Really? And is that because of the time? Why wouldn't you have, if you were exposed to good parenting, why wouldn't that have rubbed off on you?
I don't think I was bad. I just think it was really difficult to sort of find my place and for them to, especially Reno, who was younger. It was really difficult to make that connection with him. That I'm the parent and I'm not your pal,
yeah,
and I'm not against you.
Right.
That was very difficult. I feel like it would have been easier if I had gotten here sooner when they were much younger.
Yeah.
But that was
that's
tough.
A difficult age. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe Lisa feels it'd be good if you got there earlier too.
Yeah.
All right, Richie, your parenting versus your parents' parenting.
Oh, I fail every day, but I try hard, mm-hmm, and that's what counts.
Why do you say you fail every day? You're trying. I don't see how your children would consider you.
No. I don't think my children would, but there's always things where I think I can do better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you look at how you go through and handle a situation and how your kids are handling a situation, and you think, okay, maybe I could have done that better. But you know what? I try hard. I'm very involved. I'm very connected.
Yeah.
I spend a lot of time with my kids.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, so
it pays off,
though. Yeah, absolutely. It pays off. So whatever my failures are, you know, it's fine because they know I'm there all the time. I also got a used kid. Went down and picked her off at the shelf down in Columbia. So, but she was, 11 months old, so it was no big deal.
Right.
It's trials and tribulations, man, every single day.
888-302-3684. Sam's listening on the jet in Lake City, Florida, going back to the drones and also things that are used in your car that are supposed to help with the insurance rate. What's your experience with that, Sam?
Mr. Doug, thank you for taking my call, sir.
Sure.
Love your show.
Thank you.
I actually sell one of those devices that you can tell where your car is 24/7. And that is just one aspect of a lot of good uses for the tools to do.
Good
that.
Uses? What are some of the other good uses for these? This is the salesman who's selling you something, who's telling you,
yes,
this is good. We don't think that, if you weren't listening to the story a few minutes ago, what Richie was talking about was a new device that you can put on your car. Insurance companies are trying to incentivize you to put a tracking device on your car so they can monitor everything you do, and this is under the guise of being able to save money on your insurance. Right. Okay, go ahead, Sam.
Yes, sir, and you can save money. Your insurance rates will go down if you have one of these.
Yeah, but at what cost? What do they know about you? You don't want them to know.
Well, it doesn't matter what you don't want people to know. What you do want people to know is a different feature, so it's an anti-theft device primarily.
Yeah, at what cost? I don't want people knowing what goes on in my life. I don't want them knowing how I drive, where I drive, more importantly. And when I go there, I don't want people to know that.
Is somebody willing to save a little bit of money in giving up their privacy?
Mm-hmm.
This is fine, Mr. Doug, but if you own a fleet of trucks and you have...
It may be different. Okay, if it's a fleet of trucks or a fleet of cars and these people are getting paid to do things, the monitors are probably acceptable. A long time ago, they started putting monitoring devices on buses and trucks.
If you have teenage children...
Well,
and they're learning how to drive.
Yeah.
It's nice to have one of these.
It's good salesman, Richie.
Sure. For me to watch my teenage children, absolutely.
Yeah. Not for the government to watch.
But not for the insurance company or not for the government, right?
Yeah. All right. So, Sam, you've partially sold us, all right? You get a half of a commission. How much commission do you get when you sell one of these things?
How much commission do I get? I get 50% on these. These run at $400 a piece.
All right, $200. Yeah. Cut it in half, Rich. You give him $100.
Absolutely.
For his work here. Sam, thanks for the call. It's 51 past the hour on Good Day.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is the time in the program we do a little, we devote 3 or 4 minutes to Tech Talk. Tech Talk time brings you Shelley Palmer, who every day has a different focus. This one's a pretty good one, Richie. Shelley, today,
yeah,
on a minor league baseball team's plan to bring video games to the bathrooms at the stadium. Video games into the bathroom of a minor league baseball team stadium. That story coming right up on Good Day.
It's funny.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you've ever thought that going to the bathroom was just too boring and needed to take some kind of game to make things more interesting, you might want to take a trip to Pennsylvania. The Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, a minor league baseball team of the Philadelphia Phillies, recently unveiled plans to bring a pee-controlled video game to its stadium's urinals when the season begins this month. The idea is a first in the sports world and comes from a partnership with a local hospital system aiming, pun intended, to promote men's prostate health. So how does it work? Without getting too gross, a video monitor at eye level above the urinal detects a fan's presence. Trivia games will have him answer true-false questions by aiming at the answers, and painting games will ask him to paint in broad strokes, according to the press release from the team. The score will then be posted to stadium video boards and accessible online. Going to the bathroom may never be the same again. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer. Oh, yeah! Who's the man? Right here!
Does your Philip make you feel this good? It can, with Shell and the Fuel Rewards Network program, where members pay less for Shell fuel.
Yes.
Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then use your Fuel Rewards Network card at participating Shell stations to...
Hey, big!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see FuelRewards.com.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
Pretend we're celebrities getting our start?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
All right, the internet activist group Anonymous threatening to release the names of four alleged teen rapists unless authorities take some action. The group is seeking justice in the case of that Canadian 17-year-old who hanged herself after being raped and then bullied by her attackers. Anonymous said that they have confirmed the identities of two of the four and are working to identify the others. The group has asked the police where the alleged crime took place to take immediate action against the individuals. Quote, if they fail to do so, the names will go public, end quote. And they will be held accountable for their actions. You will be held accountable for your failure to act, another statement said. This person, Rita Parson, taken off of life support after hanging herself last week. This goes back a couple of years. Daughter had been bullied online in 2011. So didn't we have some other action with Anonymous this week? Didn't they do?
Weren't they the ones who were hacking Kim Jong-un's website and Twitter page?
Yeah, and they've been going after some of the Iranian websites, some of the people who are not exactly pro-American. So this is an American group then? Is that what we think is the story with Anonymous?
We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah. Just under the circumstances, it just seems to me that would be a good use of this sort of technology.
Yeah, that's starting to spook me out a little bit, though. When somebody like this gets that much control, what are they going to start to do next? They start to feel the power.
Yeah. Well, but that's the way they didn't create the internet. They didn't create the devices. They're just using them. So if they use them. But that's the whole thing about people doing things before they think about what the ramifications of doing those things are.
Mm-hmm.
That can be across the board in life. You say things sometimes, and after you say them, you wish, did I say that? I'm so sorry. I said that. I wish I hadn't said that. You know, that sort of thing. And then, again, actions and the consequence. What is it? For every action, there's a reaction.
Yep.
And in this circumstance, maybe a lot of people are reacting negatively, as you have, Richie. 59 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.